This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Critics are pushing back against Manitoba's 2026 budget, arguing the province is failing to treat climate action as a public health priority, even as it pours billions into hospitals, staffing, and economic development. A coalition of nearly 30 organizations, including Climate Action Team Manitoba, gave the budget a near-failing grade on climate and environmental action. They argue the province is spending heavily to treat illness while ignoring the environmental conditions that make people sick in the first place. Dr. Anne Lavin is a family physician and a representative of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment.
And a budget is an important reflection of values and priorities. And what we're seeing from the point of view of those of us who are concerned both about human health and planetary health is that there is certainly money going towards health care, but not health of the planet. And human health is very closely related to our planet's health, and in particular, climate change and environmental degradation, habitat loss, species loss, those are all contributing to the health problems.
Of the $27 billion budget, about $10.5 billion, nearly 40%, is going toward healthcare, seniors, and long-term care. Finance Minister Adrian Sala said the spending reflects the need to rebuild a system he said was hollowed out by years of underfunding. In his budget speech, Sala said the government is focused on restoring healthcare capacity while positioning Manitoba for long-term economic stability.
Rebuilding healthcare is what Manitobans elected us to do, but the work isn't done, and we won't take our foot off the gas.
Sala points to more than 4,000 net new healthcare workers added over the past 2.5 years, including 317 doctors, and said Manitoba now leads the country in access to family physicians. Budget 2026 continues that trend with further investments in staffing, emergency departments, hospital beds, cancer care, cardiac services, and women's health programs. But critics say expanding hospitals won't fix what's driving people into emergency rooms in the first place.
I have worked emergency for many years, and I appreciate that emergency rooms are important, but there's a point when you're a family doctor and you provide whole person care where you understand that when a person has to go to an emergency room, that's because everything else has failed them. Either injury prevention has failed them, cardiovascular prevention has failed them, mental health supports have failed them, something has failed them, so they ended up in an emergency room.
Dr. Lavin argues the province should focus more on prevention, including primary care, housing, clean air, and climate resilience, rather than simply managing overcrowded emergency rooms. Noah Schultz with the Manitoba Health Coalition agrees, warning the province remains locked in a cycle of reaction rather than prevention.
Any of us can't go outside because of air quality warnings and go for walks and get activity. That's another kind of downstream problem for healthcare. So we have to think more broadly and transformatively about how we think of healthcare policy. You know, I'm borrowing from someone. I keep forgetting the original quote of this, but someone once said all policy is health policy, and certainly climate policy is health policy. And so is addressing anti-racism, addressing poverty. These things absolutely connect. You know, it's a good news, bad news situation in the budget.
Schultz added that delaying action will only make things more difficult in the future.
You know, there's lots of change, of course, that's needed, and budgets can be transformative if they have that political will and vision behind them. But our government's in a tough position. They have a bad financial kind of situation, and wildfires and hydro drought did not help the revenue sources there. But this is not the time to bring austerity in, not to healthcare, not to climate change. We really need to match the urgency of the crisis.
The budget does include climate-related measures, including $1.17 billion in capital funding for Manitoba Hydro, electric vehicle rebates, free transit for children and youth, wildfire response funding, and investments in water and energy efficiency programs. But environmental groups argue those gains are outweighed by spending they say conflicts with climate goals, particularly investments tied to highways, mining, and industrial development, including expansion plans for the Port of Churchill. Climate Action Team Manitoba Director Laura Cameron says the group's climate report card gave the budget an overall C.
I think the idea of expanding and introducing fossil fuel exports out of Churchill is very misguided. I mean, from a climate perspective, obviously we're in a climate emergency. We cannot be expanding new fossil fuel export infrastructure in 2026.
Saleh described the Port of Churchill as a generational opportunity, promising jobs, expanded trade, and environmental protections alongside indigenous partnerships.
Working in partnership with indigenous nations and the town of Churchill, with support from environmental leaders like Oceans North and CPOS, we'll support the thriving tourism industry in Churchill that draws thousands of visitors from all over the world to see what's so special about this place. And to the people of Churchill, we'll protect your way of life, your family, and your community.
Advocates say economic development matters, but warn climate deserve the same level of ambition.
You know, I think there's also on the ground in terms of nature protection, there's a lot of questions about how a new, say, LNG, liquefied natural gas export terminal, which is a massive industrial project, along with the huge tankers that would accompany it going through Hudson's Bay to, you know, live alongside a marine conservation area. It doesn't quite add up.
As budget 2026 advances, critics say the core question remains unresolved, whether Manitoba is building long-term health and climate resilience or simply responding to crises as they arrive. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.